Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Monday, having another wonderful program, and we'll start you off with some healings. This is the last day of the month, the 31st of May, so let's have everybody just think of a situation that they had in their life, maybe over the weekend here, last Saturday and Sunday, and that can also include today. Think of a situation that maybe pushed your buttons, caused you to have maybe a confrontation, a problem, a headache or something. And so first, let's go to the headache area, since I mentioned that. So let's even clear away the headache. Remember, these energies are still with you, even though you think they're gone. So let's just see if we can relieve the headache stress tension that you may have had. So here we go. I'll count to five to release that. Think of the situation. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And I'll do that again. One, two, three, four, and five. And now think of an emotional, upsetting situation that happened over the weekend and including today. So Saturday, Sunday, and today, Monday. I'm going to release that trauma from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're going to do that one again. One of you out there has had a little bit of stuff here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now the other flip side of the emotional healing, these invisible bodies, is a feeling invisible body. So some people live in their feelings more than they live in emotions. So here we go. And once you understand that, then you can realize what type of person you are, how your body is using the invisible bodies to sample life on this planet Earth, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, four and five again. So somebody must have a whammy there in the feeling body. One, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five there. That should be very helpful for somebody out there. And now we'll do the mental body. This is how you probably get stuck in your head a lot, have a hard time balancing left and right brain, and remember, your thoughts can kill you, which is what they do. The thoughts get programmed into the other bodies. And or you're being transmitted by the aliens, these negative thoughts, and they also affect the bodies too. But any way you look at it, you're being targeted and you're having trouble. So remember, if you lived in the peace energy of your heart, none of this would ever happen to you. So you'd be in the observation mode, smiling all the time, not being caught in judgment. Wouldn't that be a nice place to live? And that's the way the Earth used to be until our alien friends came in. So here we go, mental body. So one, two, three, well, I'm yawning again, four and five. So I can't necessarily say this happened maybe yesterday, but boy, the energy is kind of rough here. One, two, three, four, and five, yawning some more. One, when I yawn, I'm releasing a lot of negativity. Two, three, four, and five. My body's not going to hang on to it. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We'll see if our... I'll drop you into your hearts here, then we'll get our co-host on tonight. So let's go and do the mind to heart drop. This is actually your consciousness that you think with, that talks to you, okay? This is your own internal dialogue that you have with yourself. This is what we're dropping down into your heart. And that's what gets controlled by the outside forces here. And when you're in that energy of the mind, then you're caught up in the psychic sea of experiences, universal mind, collective consciousness. You know, everybody tells you that you're in oneness with everything. Yep, you are. They're all in oneness with you. And you should only be in oneness with yourself, not everything else. But that's the way they teach us here. So I'm going to drop you down from this head energy, we'll call it, and go into your heart. Very, very simple. So I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards here. This you should be doing yourself, and do it 3-4 times a day. The longer you're in your heart, the more peaceful you're going to be. So you're trying to find peace outside of yourself, like maybe going out to eat or buying an ice cream cone. You know, that's only temporary, you know. You may enjoy it until, you know, you ate the full ice cream, you know, in 10 minutes, and then you wonder, gee, what do I do next here? I was, you know, in peace at that time because I loved what I was doing, which puts you in the moment. Remember, when you're loving what you're doing, you're in the moment. So how much ice cream can you possibly eat, and how large do you want to be? So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's think of those banana splits. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, a lot of hot fudge on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, I've got to need some more here. Wow. This is nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll turn it over to our co-host, Annika. Are you out there anywhere, Annika, in cyberspace?
Yes.
Around?
I'm out here, Ron. Yeah, thank you for having us all come on and experience the Creation Light Tip for an hour on Monday. Today is Monday. And we do welcome callers if you're listening live. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. There's also a few other numbers, and I posted them on the fast chat. And feel free to come on the fast chat with any questions as well. If you don't feel like calling in, you can use that. It's really great to share them on there, and usually a treat to read comments from other people too. So welcome you who are already on there. And Ron, I see we have also another request. After you did all those great samples there of the emotional clearing, the feeling clearing, and the mental clearing, and maybe after we take up this particular one, we can talk a bit more about what you were actually doing if we have any newcomers. So Hope is asking for a cording release. Can we do a sample of that? Ron, over to you. Are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm out here in cyberspace here.
Okay, so we had a request for a cording release.
Okay. So let's release the cords that are connected to you. So let's do it two ways. Naturally, you put out cords yourself, and that should be a no-no, but somehow the mind does this. Remember, the mind wants to connect you to collective consciousness, okay? And so when you normally think of cording, you think of how people are zapping your energy, but you're actually doing it too to other people, unfortunately. So this is the way the mind matrix works. They want to know all about you. And how do they do that? They connect with you and you connect with them. So it's kind of like a automatic thing that happens. But as you become a little more conscious, you may not choose to use that program. Remember, all we're doing is running programs down here. So we're like a hard drive that we can actually interact with and actually change. This is why we have these ceilings, to actually change the programs in your hard drive, your different operating systems. So it may sound a little strange to maybe the newcomer listening, but as you start realizing that, yeah, all you do is run patterns. You know, typically, you know, one pattern might be getting up in the morning, which we all do, and then you eat and you have your routine or whatever that routine will be. Typically, you get in your car, you drive to work, you have your day, you meet your friends. You know, it's probably the same exact thing every day. And if you're lucky, you have a job where you can be creative, where you can actually do something yourself instead of having to do something for somebody else that you may or may not like to do. So this is why a lot of people become self-employed, because they're able to be creative themselves. But anyway, the cording situation is how people connect to other people on an energetic basis. And in a sense, you're stealing somebody else's energy, or they're stealing yours, or both. So here we go. I'm going to take the cords that you brought out to somebody else, and I want you to think of somebody right now that you saw, you know, say in the last 3 days. It could be anybody. And I'll take those cords off of you. And here we go. This is what you gave to them, and then I'll take them off of what you gave, what they gave to you. So here we go. This is what you did to somebody else, how you whammied them with your psychic energy to steal their energy from them. So here we go. Going to release that. One from the sixth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And first chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Okay. Yawning again. So they should actually feel better because now you're not draining them. Okay? Now we're going to take away that same energetic type of cord that they may have hooked up to you. Could be more or less. You don't know. Because normally you don't actually see the cord energies going back and forth. So here we go. This is an energy that they corded into you with, the same person. Sixth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh boy, power chakra. Somebody must have wanted to get somebody's power out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And first chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Okay. So second and third was actually the worst there. Okay, back to you, Annika.
It's always so interesting about cordings and cording from myself to other people and that sort of thing. So thank you for doing that. And Dulce was saying thank you for doing this healing. So I guess Dulce was really talking about the first bit, what you did, because I saw that came up on the fast chat a little earlier. So what you actually did with the emotional feeling and mental body for newcomers, maybe we can explain a little bit the purpose or what purpose it is to clear those invisible bodies and how that can help in healing the physical body, like the link between those. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron? How those
sure.
other bodies
everything
help
happens
us.
To us in the invisible energetic field. And then they become more solid, manifest, we'll say, and then all of a sudden, you know, the invisible turns into form, or thought turns into form, any way to look at it. But it takes a while sometimes to do that. So what happens is, as you're living your life, you have situations come up, and these situations are triggered from your body to your body, okay? So your body is putting out on a psychic billboard, hey, I want to heal my left knee, you know? And at first it's doing that, and maybe you start having people come into your life who have knee problems, but it hasn't happened to you yet. But you still don't get it, and your body's going, man, this person is really dense. So we better get out the 2x4 this time now. So it now puts it up there, please, I want somebody to hit my knee very hard, so I'm crying and it's very painful. So now that's being transmitted in your psychic billboard. Maybe you're at the age of 10 now. You already lived, say 9 years and you didn't get it. And so sure enough, somebody reads and goes, oh man, I love doing that. That's my forte. I love causing pain to people. So the bully comes into your life and sees you. Maybe you're playing some type of sport, and he looks at your knee, and he goes, whack, and he hurts your knee, okay? So maybe you have to put a brace on your knee for 6 months. So what do you? You're angry with that person who did it because they did it to you. Well, that's true, but what were you telling them to do to you? It's self-sabotage, okay? Now, naturally, time goes on, and you still don't understand that you have blocked energy in your knee. Remember, your knee initially had a problem. So the block energy now is now getting worse, and all of a sudden your body goes, man, I'm going to start having really a lot of knee problems when I hit the age of 50, and I'm at the age maybe of 30 now, so we'll put up this sign again. Now it's going to be in Technicolor. Please, I want to break my knee so this person understands what's happening. You know, I want 5 2x4s hit over my head, you know? And naturally, what happens? Somebody reads that and goes, oh, yeah, I can do this greatly. I love getting into car accidents. So sure enough, you get a car accident and you hit the same knee, and the problem begins all over again, and now it's worse. And then maybe you get older, maybe you hit 50 or 60, you still don't understand it, and maybe you get a little bit older past that, and they say, you know, you have a knee problem, you've got to amputate your leg off, you know, off at the kneecap or something. And you go, oh, that's bad. And they go, well, it's, you know, you had an injury back, you know, from that time when you're in the car accident, this didn't quite heal right. And you go, man, that person, I really hate him for doing this to me. Well, it didn't heal because you have locked energy in your knee. And then you think back, well, what happened when I was 10? That little kid did this to me also, you know. So now you're blaming everybody else, pointing the finger to everybody else but yourself because they caused this problem to you. But your body was actually just trying to heal itself. It would have been very simple at the age of 5 to say, oh, man, I see this person having a knee problem. I'm going to release the energy out of my knee. That's the blockage, and get rid of it. That's how simple it is, but we don't catch on that easily. So that's what happens with these situations. So when you do the clearings that we have on the website, we have an emotional clearing, we have mental, we have a feeling body. These are all energetic bodies that store and collect this negativity that your body is hanging on to. And it's also negativity that you go through and collect from yourself and other people. So once this thing gets filled up, it's like a big sponge, and it needs to get cleared out. And you don't really know that because nobody talks about this. They just talk about how poor their life is and what's happening to them physically. So when you get these bodies cleaned out, then you start over again. So the nice thing is once you have them, then get them cleared out, then you're like a brand new person. This is what being born again is, what you talk about from typically, I guess, the Christians talk about being born again. Well, this is actually being born again of the spirit because it's all cleaned out. So this is what it's all about, is to clean out the density. This is what Jesus did. He cleaned the sins, the genetic programming, which is what these clearings do for you. It takes this stuff away from you. So you're doing the same thing that Jesus did by going to the website having these clearings. So if you're into what Jesus did and you know that he did something very wonderful and nice to the people, well, this is the same thing that's happening right now, here and now, this time, 2,000 years later. Remember, he said he would come back. Well, this is it. So it's here. The light ship is here that Jesus came from. It's here. You know, don't look, don't wait for Jesus. The part of the Bible that talks about Jesus coming, raising the dead up, you know, from the graveyards, etc., that's already happened. That happened a couple years ago. All the spirits that were hanging on to that old belief that Jesus is going to show up and resurrect the body. Well, the body is not going to get resurrected, but the spirits did leave who had that belief system. This is why if you go to a graveyard, you will probably not feel the energies there of the ghosts, of the emotional bodies of the people, because they're all gone, and the spirits, okay? So that's already happened. That's probably what you call rapture. There might be a little more to it than that, but that process is done, over with, and that's just the way it works. So if you want to have a better life, have some clearings done. And it's your choice. Remember, Jesus never puts it in anybody's arms either. And the few that came to him had the healings done. The rest were stuck in mind in the darkness, and that's just the way the earth is now. Same process. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Ron. You know, I just wanted, before anyone has too many warning bells go off due to religious indoctrination or something like that that they've been through, maybe briefly, can you briefly just explain what's the difference between creation lightship and what's been talked about briefly? I know it's hard to do that briefly, but let's say the difference from religion, you know?
Well, for me it's a little hard because the lightship is where Jesus came from. This is the energy that he used, where he came from to do his healings, his teachings, and it happens every 2,000 years. And what was the gentleman's name? The last name was Campbell. I forgot his first name, but he...
Joseph.
And do you remember his name?
Joseph Campbell?
I think it was Joseph Campbell, yeah. And he did a lot of stuff. And I remember hearing something, you know, probably 30, 40 years ago or something, where he said that, you know, every 2,000 years is always a person that comes or a teaching where the person is a virgin, et cetera, well, that's probably from the light ship, where you know, it's a virgin birth through all different cultures. And it happens every 2,000 years. Well, hello, people. So anyway, Jesus is just one of those beings that came, light beings that came to help people out, help humanity out, so they can do ascension, which means leaving this planet. And it's just the way the light ship, creation energy, source energy. I don't use the word God energy because God energy is alien. So this is what I say. When you pray to a God outside of yourself, you're praying to an alien. And then you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're P-R-A-Y-E to. So when you pray, you're at pray. So why become pray? Why put that T-shirt on to be hooked up to the aliens, the gods that are alien that are controlling you, which every church has in them? So well, you have to separate Jesus out from the churches, what you were taught. You know, you can read the Bible. There's probably a lot of good things and bad things in it, you know. And it's just a book. Remember, whenever anybody sees anything in print, they think it's gospel. And, you know, that it's all true because it's written in a book. But the whole process is source energy is not God energy, although they talk about it as the same. It's a completely different energy. The energy that is source energy is always with you, with your spirit. It's in your body, and it's up to you to connect to it. Remember, you're divorcing your spirit because you're not talking to it. You're divorcing the source energy, kicking it out of you because you're not in communion with it. People would rather use their minds and use their head. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop. And then you're in time. So when you're in time, you're in a completely different system, and that different system is the darkness, and then you're choosing darkness over source energy, which we call the light. And there is a light of the darkness. This is what churches talk about. And this is your near-death experiences. This is your forced reincarnation. This is your visitations. This is everything that deals with spirituality as we know it, as we're being taught this. And this is the intervention of the darkness, and they create a false light that looks like light. Remember, we're not smart enough to know the difference. And they intermix the two different systems together to make you believe that what they're talking about is true light. And that's the problem that we're having, is that there's too many people who are brainwashed, who've taken on the essence of this energy of light, and it's really not light. It is light of the darkness, but it's not true light, because you always have it with you. So the first warning sign that you should have is when somebody starts talking about, we're going to bring light to you, okay, or we're going to bring in more light to you, we're going to raise your vibration. Any of these things that people are talking about is something that's external to you. So if you just realize and understand that anything that is brought to you in the name of the light is not going to be the light, because you already have it. It's up to you to turn it up. It's up to you to connect more to turn it up. You know, you're not going to get any more of it. You're just going to be integrated with what you really already have. So it's up to you to find it inside of yourself. So anything that is attempting to bring more light to you is the darkness, bringing more light of the darkness to you. So that's the difference. This program is all about discovering your own spirit, bringing it to you, and then you find out who and what you are according to that system that's inside of your heart. And in the heart, you're out of time, and there's no darkness there, and there's no judgment there. So that's one way to look, too, at the different practitioners. If you have any judgment, that's talked a lot about different things, especially churches, you know, the hell and damnation, et cetera, you know. Then you know that that's darkness, because the light does not talk about darkness, does not know darkness. And so this is the way it works. So when you're in your heart, you have discernment. When you're in your mind, then you have judgment. And that's the difference. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you mentioned that every 2,000 years someone comes. So right now we have you here doing the same or similar clearings of densities, genetic densities, etc., as Jesus did. And so we have that opportunity now to get clearings through you and through the Creation Light Chip, which is here now. And let's say if you or someone who's just recently passed. I see a question here from Hi. What about the newly dead persons? When will their spirit get released, and what will happen to all those that died after the rapture took place, or maybe not at that time?
Okay. It depends on how the spirit of the person was taken, okay, or I should say stolen or indoctrinated. Now, if that person went to church every Sunday for their whole life, then that spirit has that brainwashing into it, and so does the emotional body, two different bodies. And so right away, automatically, the spirit will probably look for the light of the darkness and go to it, waiting to go to the church service because it's probably been many church services thinking that Jesus is going to come and rescue them, save them, and bring them to the light. Well, that is correct. The light of the darkness does bring up a false Jesus. Looks like Jesus. Like, you know, they'll take the same hologram that you see, you know, on your wall or something. So your spirit now will hold Jesus' hand and walk right into the light of the darkness. And then you go through your past life review, which is judgment, finding out how many sins you had in this lifetime, what you did wrong, and your poor spirit now is aghast because it's now saying, oh, man, I shouldn't have stepped on that poor ant, and I should not have scolded my dog, and I didn't feed my cat that one day, and I've got extra hungry, and, you know, you go on and on and on. And then they say, well, I think you have to go back to make these amends. And you go, oh, man, I know that I have to do that because I've done this hundreds and hundreds of times before. I just can't seem to get it right. And then they show you probably a picture of Buddha. And you remember this guy here? He talked about karma, you know, reincarnation, you know, how your thoughts control your reality. You know, all this stuff is talked about and how you had all these bad thoughts. Remember, in the light, none of this exists. And so you go into the forced reincarnation process. So typically, if a person has not went to a church service yet, okay, then very possibly they can be taken by the light, the true light, and get out of here, okay? So we're just talking about people who are no longer in a body. But typically, you know, after, say, a week, the funeral service takes place. The brainwashing is there, and the spirit doesn't know any difference because it was taught all this stuff, and the mind energy impregnates it, and you get the brainwashing, and, you know, the spirit now goes into forced reincarnation typically. Now, if you're lucky enough, when the person was living, to do the spirit barcode, then you're able now to be connected to the light. And when the person all of a sudden leaves the body, the spirit, all of a sudden the light finds you and takes you away. And that's the advantage of that here. So now you're no longer in the forced reincarnation process. The next thing is, what about the emotional body? That's floating around too, going to everybody in that funeral service. And it's very sad because it lost its human body. And it goes into all the people there, typically, and starts to make them cry because it's now sobbing because it can't be with them. It's very upset. And it might even find a host that it likes, and it may stick with them for a long time and bring in their talents, their mannerisms, their traits, their actions, their addictions, everything else that they had in their lifetime. And you go, gee, you know, why is Aunt Harriet now starting to smoke cigars, you know? George, who died 2 weeks ago, smoked lots of cigars, and now Aunt Harriet's starting to smoke cigars. What's going on with Aunt Harriet, you know? This is really bizarre. Well, she has the gentleman with her, right in her body, and he liked her enough to smoke cigars. So this is the way it works. So, hope I answered the question for you. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you mentioned that if you did never go to a church service, you, in a sense, have a better chance to be able to go to the true light, you know, and then you don't have to be stuck, or you get freed from the unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in here with the reincarnation, to repeat karma over and over and that sort of thing that has been going on and, in a way, keeping us trapped here. So I'm moving on to Ed's question, and he's saying, well, what if you don't go? Most people don't go to churches, so what happens then? Are you better off?
If you still have that imprinting, that belief system, you know, from going to a church, remember, it's still connected to you. You're still corded to it. That's why we have the cordings on the website to disconnect you from the religious indoctrination. If you've been there a couple of times and you got afraid, you know, just think if you're a young child and the minister or priest or whatever tells you that, man, you're going to go to hell if you don't believe in Jesus, you know. And you go, holy shit, what's going to happen to me if I don't, you know, and then you don't go to church any longer. So through your whole life, that's still imprinted in you and you're thinking about that. And now, you know, you start to do the dying process. You go, man, should I have went to church all these years? I didn't go to church, you know. So anyway, it's up to you. But remember that you still have these implants. Now you also have probably the implants and the mind-controlling processes from past lives, you know. But mainly it's this lifetime that's going to get you. So if you don't have any belief at all, you know, you don't know where you're going to or anything else, you're probably in pretty good shape. But if you do have that belief, and you have the belief of hell, you will experience hell. Because you're taught that, you believe it. Remember, it's done unto you as you believe, okay? So you're believing something, and you will experience that, because the darkness wants to get that energy out of you. Remember, it wants to get you dead or alive, to take away that trauma, and to get that trauma, either way. So it gets you when you're down here, and it gets you on the other side. And then you get deprogrammed, and it lives out that trauma energy. And your spirit has to be deprogrammed before it comes back into another body. Otherwise, it's useless to the dark side. They don't want to have any dead spirits here. They want to have live ones that are wiggling, that are full of life, so they can suck out the energy out of the body by causing the trauma. So you get the body energy and the trauma. The spirit activates all of that and gives it life force, and they want to live on that life force energy. The reason why we're dying so young, besides that, you know, our food and air intake, is because of the belief systems that we have. We have too much information coming to us, too many beliefs. And as you start believing the beliefs, then you have to experience those. Either you can experience them when you're living or when you're dead. Either way, it works. And they'll get you either way, coming or going. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you did a sample of the cording disconnect, and I know you have many, many clearings, and one of them is the religion indoctrination disconnect. And also, I don't know if you want to go into that. Or another question that we have, which is also a form of cording us, is let's say somebody else is praying for us. Oku is asking, and when others want to pray for us, what happens then?
Then you're corded to the darkness. You're corded to whatever alien species, whatever alien beings are connected to you through that person doing that spells and witchcraft on you through prayers. So that's basically what it is. What's the difference between a spell or curse or hex or having a prayer done? It's the same thing. They're using an energy that they don't know about, that they can't physically touch, and they're bringing that energy to you to connect to you. And so, in God's name, they're asking a favor to be done for you, possibly, maybe it could be a healing. So they're also being connected to that. And then you're stuck because they did this to you. That's the sad thing. So you have dark side practitioners doing this, and, you know, the aliens are up there waiting for their ground crew to do their work. This is what they teach, how to do spells and witchcraft by doing prayers and connecting the aliens so that they know who is in trouble, where they can get more suffering energy out of you so they can find you. And then they, you know, probably put a t-shirt on you with the bullseye, and then now you're being fought over by all the different alien races or beings of a certain race. So not just one of them are connecting to you. You could have thousands of them. And they may be even having battles of their own over you. Maybe they all like you, and they're very greedy because, you know, not just one race can take the energy. So one race that is more powerful may be taking it, but the other ones may be ganging up on that one race because taking away the energy they want to get it themselves. So they're probably having their own spiritual warfare just over you. So another way of looking at it there.
Yeah,
it's all domination. Domination and control is everything that you need to look at for what's going on out there. There's always something that has higher energy that wants to control something else. And so all the aliens, even though we talk about them in this sense, and all those God energies, whatever they are, they're all controlled by something. There's always something above them. Remember, as above, so below. So if you happen to find one that's hooked up to you, then what's hooked up to it, making it do that, you know? They're all brainwashed, too. So where does it go to? Is there ever an end to it? I doubt it. But maybe there is, you know? But still, this is why the website's so popular, because you can go on there and do the dark side to light energy. That's on the left-hand side there, so you can do this healing to bring the darkness into the light. The more that's done, the more darkness will be brought into the light, less darkness to play with here. Remember, they all use energy pools. This is what they tap into. And so what energy pool are they using now? Just think of the energy pool in the Gulf, okay, with all the oil. You got all these people, probably in the U.S., and or at least the ones that are, you know, in the nearby area that's being affected by this here. So all of their thoughts are going into this oil, okay, because right away they know it's out there. So what are they going to think about? Oh, boy, this oil's coming. So now that oil is like a gigantic energy pool where people are bringing their thoughts into it. So maybe all the aliens are there in that energy pool taking those thought energies, because that is their collection. That's like their cloud energy. That's their container. So whenever you think about the oil in the Gulf, you're giving it energy. Good or bad makes no difference. The aliens don't care if it's good or bad. They just want the energy. Everybody's connected to it. So this is what they're doing. They're living off of your trauma. So it's not that, you know, it's that they necessarily caused that, which they probably did. But, you know, looking at it energetically, you know, where's all that energy going to? Is the oil going to use it? Going to say, whoopee, I'm going to be better oil now because I have more energy from people coming into me. No. It's still oil, but the energy is being absorbed by something else. So that's kind of the way you have to look at it. So something's courting the oil. And does that thing that's courting the oil want the oil to stop flowing out? No, it wants to have more. So you have more of trauma. Maybe other nations will start to court their energy when they think about the oil spill here. Man, the dark side energy, that God energy, is loving this process because they're in complete terror. Just think of wars. I think of World War II or what we're involved with overseas now. You know, all the wars. Same process. Today's Memorial Day. Same exact thing. The darkness lives off of emotional trauma. And, you know, each person that maybe loses their life, who they affected? Maybe 500 people. They feel bad, sad, etc. And especially the parents and, you know, the siblings and maybe somebody's husband or wife that, you know, is still living because of a death, you know, and the family members. And the dark side loves that. You know, they love to have wars all the time. Remember, it's domination and control. So this is the way the dark side works. And it's very unfortunate that we somehow tie into these energies and that we don't know the actual truth, that if we were in our heart center, we would not have any type of situation at all on this planet. We'd be in discernment and in pure love energy. And that's kind of where we are. And unfortunately, we're not connected to your heart all the time. And it's not taught about in churches. They tell you to bring in Jesus. They tell you to go to Mother Mary. They tell you to everything else. But they say, you know, they should just say, you know, we're having a service today. It's going to last for 2 minutes. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. We're going to count from 10 to 1. Or whatever they want to do, drop into your heart, stay there as long as you can, and be peaceful. You know, stay conscious, don't meditate, don't go out of your body. That's a no-no also, because the aliens will catch you. And we should have that charging up, you know, maybe daily. That'd be great, where you connect to yourself. Just think how many churches go out and start, you know, do the bowing down to idols and everything else that they do. And it's very sad that they're not connecting to themselves. And the aliens love this. They want this. So this is why I call this a prison planet. People are not taught the truth, and then you're forced into reincarnation each lifetime. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Yes, yeah, and thank you, Marie. A few people here have commented, great comments on the fast chat, about trauma, drama. Actually, that's Maria. Trauma, drama, and the mind games. Yes, totally. And Carrie's mentioning the new media clearing for the oil and then turn off the TV. Absolutely. And the clearings are on www.creationlightship.com if you are new to this show and you don't know enough about what we're talking about. Some of this might sound like gibberish, and there is so much information on the website. It's fantastic to go on there. There's lots of clearings that you can experience and use to make yourself be here in the now as one of them. And you can use the emergency healing if you've got something going on. It's free. The other clearings that we do that Ron was mentioning too is the darkness to light clearing. One of the newer ones is the orb clearing that we've talked quite a bit about the last couple of weeks. And also we do an auric field protection, which is free too. And then, of course, up top there, you can do the mind to heart drop. And Ron mentioned that is something we really want to do a couple of times a day. It's fantastic. If you feel like you need help with that, Ron takes you through that. And also there are a lot of audio samples of different clearings, five-day sample healings, increase your life force energy. It's just so much on there. I can really recommend that. So anyway, I wanted to move on a little bit to a little bit more physical, because Alexandra is mentioning he was in a motorcycling accident, and maybe we could do clearing for that, a clearing sample for him, Ron, like maybe pain or something like that?
We could do a pain clearing here. So here we go. So if anybody has any pain in their body, we'll do this now for you. So you need to focus on that pain. So since this gentleman was in a motorcycle accident, I would probably say that you have more than one pain, but what's going to happen is, as this first pain heals, the second part of your body, wherever you had a bruise or something, will come up next. So you may have 10 pains in there that you don't know about, but the one that's bothering you the most is what you're going to be feeling first. So here we go. If you have a pain, we're going to try to release it from you here. I use the word try only because the energy will work, but it all depends where it came from. You know, and how much, like I said earlier on the show, did you have something happening to you at an earlier age, and that's still with you. So this is why doing just one clearing for something is much, much more difficult. This is why we have whole life clearing, so you can get out of the situation. But what this will do is put a little Band-Aid on you. So here we go. So for pain, I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'll give you a scenario about pain. So for myself, being in the moment, you come up to me and you say, "Oh, Ron, can you help my finger? I hurt my finger." Okay, maybe you stuck a needle in it and it's in pain, okay? Well, being in the moment, all I see is what you did or what you told me about, and I just see, you know, maybe the needle in there or the little, you know, pinprick, or it's maybe bleeding slightly. So I may put some energy in there to heal it. And you go, "Yeah, Ron, it feels, you know, pretty good. I lost about maybe 60% of the pain, but there's still a little more there. Can you work on it further?" As I start working on your finger, I go, "Well, wait a minute, you know, I'm getting a sense that maybe you hurt your finger about 3 years ago or something." I go, "Oh, yeah, you know, I twisted it, you know, the door slammed down my fingernail and it hurt it." I go, "Oh, well, now you've got another recurrence there, which is on top of what you have now. So now you have two pains, okay? So this is your genetic programming. And then as I start talking more, you bring up maybe three or four more scenarios. This is what I talked about earlier on the program, in this lifetime. And then I can say, well, did your parents have anything going on with their fingers or something, since you have a finger problem? They go, no, not that I can think of, but, you know, my uncle has a missing finger. I go, aha, so this is how deep it goes. So our one BBS program kind of goes into a little bit of that, but it's more in this lifetime. And it's the date is on 8/28/09. It's also on the top of our website, creationlightship.com, and it's one of the programs that you can listen to there. And those are,
yeah,
and
it's,
you
called
get an idea
why,
of why,
yeah,
people don't heal. But this is what happens. See, so what you're dealing with, like I said earlier, it's not just from what happened to you out of the blue sky and things all of a sudden came upon your head. It's because you have this energy stored with you, and your psychic billboard around you is saying, I want to have that accident, this sabotaging energy, whatever you're going through, happen, because down the road it's going to be worse. So maybe instead of having a finger prick, you know, like what happened to your uncle, you get your finger amputated. So this is kind of what happens. So I hope I solved some of your clarity there for some of you kind of wondering a little bit about that. And this is why people have a hard time healing, because you're dealing with all the past. And the website with the personal online healings, which is the whole life healings, those healings are for what has resurfaced, come up in this lifetime over and over and over again. So you do a clearing for your whole lifetime, and it will help you to put back into neutral, into the observation mode, or whatever way you want to call it, erase the past in a sense, clear the past. It's a one-time clearing, and you only do it one time. And this is why people have did such life-changing things, because what all the show is about and the website is about clearing away judgment, which is what Jesus did. He took away your sin. So everything that we have on the website is taking away judgment from you that's going to kill you. And that's the bottom line, is that how much do you have to suffer before you finally see the truth? And do you see the truth? So back to you, Annika.
Yes, I wanted to mention what you were mentioning, too, that what's on top of there is some samples. It says audio sample. Click here for more audio samples. It's right up top on the website, beside the Mind to Heart drop, and it's called Why Physical Healing Are Complicated, and it's a great show to listen to show more of what Ron was talking about. So a lot of people are asking about aliens, Ron, and I was asking a little bit about the moon. I know it's something that has come up a few times that you talked a little bit about. And Maria was asking, can the light ship take out all the aliens from here permanently? And I know it's going a little, maybe a little different direction, but let's see what I was asking. Are there aliens living on the moon, and are they mind controlling us from over there?
Well, I don't get into that stuff. Are there, yeah, everything out there, and is the moon real, okay? Is what you're seeing with your eyes real in front of you, okay? And that's our paranormal show on Fridays. But you know, basically, you know, the energies outside of yourself that people tap into, universal mind, universal consciousness, the New Age movement, telling you all this wonderful, glorious stuff. That's all mind-controlling energies. Remember, because when you're in time, and then you have predictions, everything else, and those predictions are based on some type of script. So you have to know, you know, how could there be free will, free choice, you know, with these divine energies? And you're going to hear practitioners talk about it. In one sentence, they're going to tell you how you have free will, free choice. And then the other one they're going to talk about, next line of their program, will be about how we have this wonderful prediction about what's going to be happening, you know, with 2012 stuff or whatever. Well, if the light only works in the now, there's no dates, there's no time. You see, this is what I always tell people, and they don't get it. The light does not have and is not controlled by time. We're controlled by time. We gave up source energy in our heart, and we took on time. And when we took on time, bought into time, then we bought into the alien program script for ourselves, which would be the planets, our natal chart, everything else. So, yeah, and that's all the alien stuff. That's these beings that are out there that are not, you know, working for your best and highest good, and they want to control you. So that's the whole thing. If you want to be controlled, become in time. If you want to be in peace, go to your heart. And it is difficult to live in both realms because you do have to be able to, you know, have a watch on to go to work on time, etc., to show up on time, to get your paycheck on time, you know, to pay your bills on time, and everything else. But, you know, you can still live in peace by going to your heart. And, you know, you have to walk in both worlds here. But most people don't know about the other world, about being in spirit. They go to churches. And then they're in the time-based reality of time, being controlled by the God energies. And, you know, I used to always wonder, you know, you hear people say, yeah, this person here is really an awful person during the week, but they show up at church for that one-hour service and smile and look like they're very friendly. Then every time after that, you know, they're somebody you don't even want to talk with, and they do evil and nasty things. But they go to church for repentance, ask the gods for favors, and the gods will give them favors, naturally, because this is how they work, and they're getting charged up. And, you know, you wonder, gee, how can this person go to church if they do all these awful things, you know? But anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so if you want to see Ron in person and hear him talk, there's a great, great opportunity if you are near New York or in the New York area, and you can, or you can get there. He is going to be at the Yoga and Raw Food Expo at the Hotel New Yorker, New York City, New York, in June on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And also, you can go and experience the Light Infusion Chamber healings, too, which is fantastic. And I wanted to bring one question up. I know we're coming up to the end, but just wanted to bring up, Karen was asking, last week you were talking about muscle testing. So she was asking, what about iridology, reading the eye or the iris of the eye?
I think that would probably be fine.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay, so I also wanted to mention, if you want healing, Ron does conference calls throughout the week. They are at 5:30 Pacific time on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We also have a show later on today at Ask One Radio coming up at 7 p.m. And there are shows on BBS Radio four times a week. Obviously today, Monday, 4 p.m., Wednesday, 7 p.m., and Friday, 6:55 p.m., and Saturday, 9 p.m. Those times are all Pacific time. So there's lots and lots of opportunities to listen more to what Ron is talking about. And Ron, we're sort of coming up to the end here. I wanted to know if anything else you want to talk about or maybe bring in an energy before we sign off today.
Yeah, we'll bring in, since we talked about Jesus a little bit, we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. We'll bring in his faith energy. This is from the light ship. And remember, he brought in different types of energies to help people. Also, different light beings came into his body, because his body was cleaned out of genetic programming, so he was just an open vessel, in a sense, to be here. The body was. So here we go. Let's bring in his faith energy. This is the faith of Jesus coming, so stronger. He'll be with you for the next half an hour, till half past the hour. Stronger, 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 stronger. You can bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, about an inch down on your scroll bar. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we'll see you later and have a wonderful evening here and stay in your heart. Thank you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good night.